Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We're live this Sunday before Labor Day, right? It is Labor Day tomorrow. Yeah.
Labor Day.
Well, it won't be to see. That's weird. We're recording this the night before Labor Day, but this will come out after Labor Day. So everybody will have already.
So is it still the Labor Day special then if it's post Labor Day?
Well, it's got to be, right? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I guess it's in the eye of the perception, right?
Something like that.
The perceiver, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think by the time this comes out, everybody will be over Labor Day. We're right in the middle of it right now, you know. So, I've had three days already of eating too much at a little family get together for Christy's side of the family, and now tomorrow I'm gonna labor all day because I've eaten too much on Labor Day.
Well, how much did you eat?
It doesn't matter when
I didn't eat anything all day until I sat down a while ago, and then I started eating too much.
I didn't really, you know, got up and went to church and, you know, I didn't really eat much because I knew we'd eat. It just doesn't matter. I feel so, you know, well, it's a day I don't do anything you eat. It just feels like it's Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Like you just eat too much. I think once you get a certain age, it doesn't matter what you eat. It's just too much, you know?
It could be. I got an uncle that told me, we said something about lunch one day, and he said, "Oh, I don't eat lunch." And what do you mean you don't eat lunch? He goes, "Well, whenever you eat lunch, you just feel terrible. So I just don't eat lunch. It's better off just work all day, and when I get home, I get to eat what I want." And there's a lot of truth to that, because there's days when I'm super busy and don't eat. And I feel great. And then I go, "Oh, it's 3 o'clock. I better eat something." Then I sit down and I eat too much.
Exactly. Exactly. So I should have eaten a much bigger lunch and then not eaten nearly as much for dinner. And I would have felt a lot better, you know, but maybe it was going back for the second piece of dessert. I don't know. But what else is there to do? You know, it's not like we're just sitting around and people are talking. You know, and while you're talking, you might as well eat, right? I don't know.
Now, I've been working on four-wheelers all weekend, so I can't tell you what normal people do.
You've been working on four-wheelers.
Yeah, you know, I'm constantly, I'm like a small engine mechanic. I'm a small everything mechanic around here, you know. Kids tear them up, and I have to redo them, fix them.
You know, my two little nephews were tooling around the farm on their little four-wheelers, and it's just funny. My littlest nephew, he just cruises around. He does not pay attention where he's going because he's too busy looking back to see if you're looking at him while he's driving. And he's like 4 years, 5 years old. It's like, dude, you're gonna plaster yourself in the side of the barn if you're not careful, you know.
But does he have a wreck?
I saw him almost rear end his grandpa today they had a side by side because he was too busy looking back to see if I watched it.
I read we had a double fatal accident down here day before yesterday, and it was I think two of them were in their 60s, two of them were in their 50s, but one of those fancy four seats side by side. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I've never seen one of those.
Oh, come on. You don't crew cab side by side?
I don't think we have one of those on the farm. Maybe we do.
Might not. Times are tough, but But they have them, right? They have them.
Well, I don't know. Okay, they may have them. We may have them on the farm, but I'm too busy. I think we've already established at family get-togethers getting that second helping of dessert. I'm not. But what they do? What they do in this?
They overturned this. Here. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. You know, in Missouri, all your injury accident reports are public information, and they post them all every day. If you can believe that.
I believe it.
And so I'm looking up. I read it. Now I'm going back to it again here just because I want to see what kind of vehicle it was. I don't know where in the hell I'm at here. This is just almost too much for me. Almost too much. I wish I could sort them better. This is giving me 702 for the year. Aren't they by day? 9-4
Because I want 702 fatalities.
No, 702 accidents, and it's just this troop for the year. That's why I don't. That's why I had to get out of that business. I wasn't very good at it. I didn't like it. People driving around wrecking and stuff. You know, Morgan Cooper Camden right here, Grandma. 64-year-old Mary was driving, doggone it. Nancy got killed too. She's 50-something. Holy smokes, how many people was in vehicle one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 It was a 2020 Can-Am Defender. I thought I should have known that. I thought I looked it up. Can-Am Defender. So a big, nice, big one. Probably $18,000-$20,000, maybe $25,000. My uncle's got one. It's $28,000, his side-by-side.
What?
Uh-huh. Vehicle crashes. A side-by-side utility terrain vehicle is being illegally operated on the roadways. Driver one lost control. Vehicle one traveled off the right side of the roadway, overturned, ejecting both driver one and fatal occupant one. So I guess they were, oh my gosh, the 72-year-old guy. Oh, Leonard, he lived. Huh. Well, there you go.
Boy, I'm looking at one of these things.
55 was dead and 64 was dead, but 59, 61, 70. So five old people driving around. You're looking at one?
I'm looking at one. It looks like something that you could roll over and it wouldn't hurt you.
Well, I think the key is you got to keep your seatbelt on. And these people did not have their seatbelt, hence the ejection.
And you know, you know what really surprises me is how people don't wear seatbelts.
I don't understand it. You know, I know people that don't, old people that don't, for some reason, they don't want the government telling them they have to.
Exactly.
And then they want to be thrown clear so they don't burn up in the accident.
So
I just want to say, you know, because they say, well, what if your seatbelt is jammed and your car's on fire? Well, you know, if you're so knocked out that you can't undo your seatbelt, you're probably not going to be, you know what I mean? If you how are you going to crawl out? Right.
I don't know. I go back to, so I know the guy who was the state senator here in Ohio at the time, back in '70s or whatever it was, who introduced the law here in Ohio that you had to wear your seatbelt.
Okay.
And he said of all the things he did in his political career.
And what are we talking about? The 80s, right?
It might have been late 70s.
Oh, man. So he did good stuff. Coke and strippers and all that stuff at the
Capitol. Well, I don't think.
Was he a Democrat?
No, he's a Republican.
Oh, so. Well, and he probably didn't have any fun. But,
but
back in the old days.
But, I mean, he did some stuff. I mean, and he still, you know, he ended up as a Ohio Supreme Court justice.
Oh, yeah, then he probably was a radical. Freak and lawyers. Drunk. Alcoholic, too.
But he said being part of that bill was the one thing that the most people, I guess, for lack of a word, hated him for. Said he got a rock thrown through.
You mean because people didn't want him to be told you got to wear your seatbelt? People
did not want to be told they had to wear seatbelts. He said he got a rock with a seatbelt wrapped around it, thrown through his front window of his house after that law passed here in Ohio.
But it was mainly because of NHTSA money, right? It was tied to NHTSA money.
I don't know what
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They kept all this money back. That's how they got 55. mile an hour speed limit. The feds come up with these good ideas that say, hey, we're going to make the speed limit 55 everywhere, and your state doesn't have to, but oh, by the way, we're not going to give it matching funds to build a highway or something. How did we go down this road, me talking about NHTSA highway money and the big government being bad?
I don't know, but did you ever see those old videos that they used to, the Highway Safety
Commission? That's why I said NHTSA, National Highway Safety Traffic Administration.
Is that what it's okay?
Yeah.
Were they the ones that put out those videos that, I mean, were just actually of real crashes and dead people?
Well, they used to have a lot of dead people.
From the...
They still have a lot of dead people, but they used to have a hell of a lot of dead people. Because, and that's why, there's analog brakes and the windshield technology, car crash technology. Yeah, they build houses to burn and cars to crash. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just because that was, I mean, I'm really going left to center, but there was a book called Rotten to the Core written about the sheriff's department in Richland County here and how corrupt it was, which I can only imagine it was probably in the 50s, 60s, corrupt everywhere like that in America. But, and how that money in Ohio got diverted. Oh, gosh. It was crazy.
What were they doing? What do you mean by corrupt? Like Buford T. Pusser corrupt, or like the old Burt Reynolds movie White Lightning, or one of them?
Like Boss Hogg corrupt, and all that. And Duke's.
But is it really? Corruption when the citizens obviously allow it to happen?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that they allowed it to happen. But
well, they obviously voted the guy in.
It was so. Well, I don't. I. Just but it was. It was so. It was so corrupt. Well, but you got to remember, this is before I was paying attention to that. I'm reading the story afterwards. And but you're talking like in this book, I mean, they talked about how Sammy Davis Jr. used to come to Mansfield. Okay. And Mansfield was on purpose. Like Mansfield was that in between spot, Columbus, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland. Okay. And it was a big enough town. And there was this big, conspiracy about them making pornographic movies
with Sammy Davis Jr.
And Sammy Davis Jr.
watched them.
Well, I think he was part of funding them. And because it must have been just a huge underground business back then, but they got some people that were less advantaged in the area and use them as
talent.
They had
casting calls down here at the homeless shelter or something.
And in particular, there was a guy who was known to be a homeless guy, and I think they kind of exploited him in some of these movies. And I'm like reading this, going, "This is unbelievable."
Where
like,
on God's say, green earth would you read something like this at?
So back in the day, back in the 70s and 80s, there was two newspapers in Mansfield. Like one was a morning one, and one was an evening. Back when people used to read newspapers.
And back when people could read.
True. And the guy who wrote the book wrote it. He came to town as the editor of the one newspaper and started pulling on the string and unraveling some crazy, some cover-ups and murders that it went to where the coroner was corrupt. And he was...
Of course. Like in Missouri, the coroner's theoretically the only person that's supposed to be able to arrest the sheriff.
Well, this coroner, I don't even know all the crazy stuff they were doing, but he was like, stealing jewelry and stealing stuff.
From the dead people.
Yeah. And so it was just... The story was just insane. And how these guys... He started unraveling the story, and then the next thing you know, he was on the list. Like, stuff started happening to him, and it was just amazing. It was just amazing to me to read this about this one, and then to think, okay, what happened in like Cleveland? What happened in you couldn't even wrap your head around what would
you
happen
mean a big city
in a bigger city where, stuff could kind of slide by, and not be. the focus of anybody's attention for too long because there's something else coming along. It was just a fact, but just the fact that Sammy Davis Jr. got drawn into it and the way he got drawn into it, it was amazing to me.
Maybe he was just simply a financier.
Well, but the point was is that he came and spent time in Mansfield and was supposedly
executive producer.
Executive producer. He really was the candy man, so to speak.
Is that what they called him? They didn't call him that, did they?
Well, no, but that's his big famous song, The Candy Man Can, right? Do you remember that? The candy?
No, are you shitting me? I thought he was famous for what was that Burt Reynolds movie? Midnight Run. What, Cannonball Run.
That's Cannonball what Run. Well, Sammy Davis Jr., you know, is part of the Rat Pack.
I know, I'm jacking with you.
he didn't. Now, Dom DeLuise might have been the only thing he was famous for. What's the Cannonball Run?
He was famous for something before that, wasn't he?
He was like one of those guys that was always on Carson, I think. I mean, he was.
It's funny. I watched Carson on Pluto, and I said, "You're funny. You're right. He was on Carson when I watched it the other day." No. You know, I watched Carson back and forth. You know,
mm-hmm. You know the guy that. Gosh, our younger listeners are going to be like, "Who are these guys talking about?" Some of our older listeners might.
We don't have any young listeners, do we?
I don't know.
Tell them to go get a life. My God, if you're under 30 and listening to us, you've got issues.
Do you remember the guy that used to be the, I'm assuming he was a comedian, but he just seemed like an old guy, came out and told stories. George Gobel used to come out on the Carson show. He had glasses, like a white crew cut. And he was just like this matter of fact, old Midwestern guy. And he'd come out and just tell us funny stories. And
like I couldn't. Me.
Yeah. Like you. Only you don't have a white crew cut.
Well, I give it time. It's getting there. Anyway, what about him? So you.
What was that guy really famous for? Was he really that big of a comedian?
How did Carson find these people?
I don't know, because it always sounded like he was so particular.
I read something the other day, or heard somebody was talking about him. He had, you know, Dangerfield was on there, I think, more than anybody, or second only to, I'm trying to think of who was on Carson the most. I'm going to Google it up here. I know it's not what we were going to talk about, but we might as well.
No, but if you want to laugh, and I mean laugh hard, go watch Don Rickles and Rodney Dangerfield on the Carson Show. Any of those?
Well, see, I'm more of a Rickles guy. You know what I mean? Okay, so the finalists, to guess who? Joey Bishop, mostly in the '60s. Joan Rivers, '70s, '80s. John Davidson.
Until she made him mad. And see, John Davidson. What was he famous for other than That's Incredible?
Bob Newhart. Well, this doesn't medallion with what I heard. David Brenner, McLean Stevenson. Ooh. Who was McLean Stevenson?
McLean Stevenson was the original Colonel in MASH. Before. Oh, gosh, I can't think of his name. The guy took his place.
Who is number seven? Are you looking at this list?
No, I'm not.
Who's number seven? Give me number seven without looking.
I'm supposed to guess number seven.
The one behind McLean's name, because I would have never thought this. Okay. Mostly in the '60s. He was on there 52 times, it says. And I'm trying to think. He is a cousin to Mickey Gilley, and who was the preacher?
Oh God!
You know who it is now.
I should. I know we've probably even talked about
not him marrying his cousin, but
Jerry Lewis.
Yep. Think, what did Jerry Lewis have to tell Carson? Think about that.
Well, no. You're thinking of, it's, You're thinking of Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, is there a different Jerry Lewis?
Isn't Jerry Lewis the guy that did the muscular dystrophy?
Oh, you're right. It is Jerry's kid. Okay, that makes sense, because I just Googled it up, and you're right. That's exactly who sticks it on there.
Not Jerry Lee Lewis.
I was a whole lot of shaking. Lewis. I was like, dude, yeah, what was he going to talk about, man? Marrying your cousin and beating up some colored folk? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Great balls of fire.
Yeah. Woo. That's what I thought. I was like, man. You know, Carson, I read somewhere where he bought a new Corvette every year.
What else would you do?
I guess you could have that bunker me and you were talking about.
Oh, God, the bunker.
That's what I was going to say. He could do the bunker story that you sent me.
Well, how many of those people who, okay, so all these famous people that were very wealthy, you know, lived in the height of the Cold War, and how many of them do you suppose made bunkers like the article that I sent you?
You know, a couple of years ago, you know, they have bought up all these missile silos in Kansas, not too many in Western Missouri because they decommissioned most of them here, but there's a bunch of missile silos. You know, there was a command silo in North Missouri about 3 years ago for sale for $330,000. It had 11 acres. You'd go down 660 some feet. It had two generators, 10,000 gallon diesel tanks. It had all this stuff, and it was only $300,000.
So was the 11 acres of it was above it was, ground, or was 11?
Yeah, it was.
Down?
It was above. Yep, it was above ground. In you know, what's funny is I drove by it a million times. It was just, you know, 600 yards off the highway. I guess it faced it, you know, it had road frontage, but it had big chain link fence around the whole thing, and it had a building. See, when you drive on 50 west to here, a lot of farmers, so when they first started decommissioning those silos and selling them off, most of them had, were they all 10 acres? But a lot of the farms, so if you had, most of it's tillable ground out there, so it'd be like the government having 10-acre missile silo in your dad's farm, right? He's going to be the dude that buys it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And then a lot of them, if they fit, a lot of them stored their equipment and hay and stuff on the inside of those things, because if they were running cows on a grass farm, you know, a lot of farmers bought them, and some of them tore them all down, and a few businesses. You know, I was thinking one the other day, they built a giant building right out here on the footprint of where the other, where it was, and I'm sure the underground stuff's still there, I would think.
Well, what? So, how much of it is above ground?
Well, this command center that I'm saying, it looked like an office building. Probably it was a 2 or 3 story, old 50s, 60s looking government. You remember what your old post office from the 50s and government buildings, all in big windows facing out. You know, just exactly what you'd want for a command center from bomb blast. But it was like a 3 story, almost flat roof. Probably, you know, 80 by 80 square building, but I guess it had underground, right? And it had communication out with 50 or 60 of these missile silos.
Well, so
if you Google, excuse me, you Google up missile silo, I'm gonna do it right now, missile silos for sale.
Well, I just wonder, like a regular missile silo that was not a command center, how much of it would even be above ground?
You not very much at all. Sites for sale. Siloworld.net. I'm looking around one right here.
Oh my gosh. Siloworld.net.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You want some Atlas F sites for sale? Here's an Atlas F site. Here's one in Glasgow, Kansas. I always like looking at the Kansas one. I wonder how I could. Here's one, an Atlas. See, so if you know your missiles, like it says Atlas F site, right? So it's all Century 21, John Linker. Please contact $287,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's manageable. I'm going to try to Google this. So,
Because they got to have some.
So, what I was going to say
so
is
people,
most, you know, sites have the same. So, if you look at one of these, this Atlas F site would be the same in Kansas. You know, they might be exactly the same footprint, you know, 10 acres. It's got this much above ground, this much underground, or vice versa.
This says, I'm looking, there's a thing called the Nike missile. And
yeah,
there's
Nike
a bunch
was
of,
one of the original. Mm-hmm.
There's silos in Ohio.
Here's Minuteman missile. There you go. You find one for sale?
I didn't see. I don't know they're for sale, but I didn't even realize there was missile silos in Ohio.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, they had to spread that pork around. You just said you had a congressman, somebody out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't think it's about national security, dude, do you?
I don't know anymore.
I mean, come on.
I don't know anymore.
What in the hell? No. It's not. It is about spreading the money around to your constituents.
But what's that got to do with missile silos in Ohio?
I mean, see, here is because one time John Glenn was from Ohio, wasn't he?
Yeah, but
you think he's gonna let all the missile money go to freaking Kansas?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
There ain't enough votes in Kansas to sway a presidential election. You got to do it east of the Mississippi.
It won't even let me bring up these sites. You must have a higher security clearance than I do.
Well, let me tell you about that. I've got two words. Marty Bird is my IT guy down here.
Marty?
Yeah, I got Ruthie. He's going to come in and work on my modem. And my thing works great. I don't know. I'm looking at siloworld.net, and I'm looking at the Minuteman site diagram.
I found one to let me in. Here you'll find 6,900 square feet of living space to enjoy.
There you go.
Could you really enjoy that?
It just depends. I mean, tell me you couldn't have it. You know, I wrote a... I better not even say it, because I don't want somebody to steal my idea, because I've never sold it. I've never published it. Talk to me offline. I'm going to tell you about the missile silo screenplay I wrote.
Oh gosh! Now our listener Ryan Smith, he's going to be like, "Come on!" I ask you to.
Who's Ryan?
Well, he's the one that wanted you to just say what you wanted to say, and now he's going to ask.
Well, it's one thing. Okay, hold on. There's different refrains. Okay, I've got one refrain because. As my base has gotten bigger, people that actually know me listen. So I'm not going to say what I normally would say. Part of them is my kids. My aunt turned on my old football coach's wife to me or something the other day. So they wanted the link, and I didn't have the heart to send it to her because do I really want the people that know me listening to me? Because it might affect my creative content, right? The other thing is...
I got you.
You know, I posted something on Twitter the other day, and I've gotten more feedback in the last 24 hours on it than anything I've ever done in my life. And it wasn't necessarily political. Did you see where the Wisconsin cops went out and jacked with the Amish guy selling raw milk?
Or he was
possessing raw milk?
No.
Okay, so you remember growing up on you had a friend that had a dairy when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And you remember how they had these big tanks of raw milk?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess this Amish guy, I guess there's people out there that in the grow your own chickens crowd that says, a brown eggs crowd that says raw milk is better than.
Yeah. Unpasteurized
milk. Whatever you get.
Yeah. Unpasteurized milk.
So apparently. The ag lobby in Wisconsin has made it illegal to broker in raw milk.
I think that's a lot of places.
Okay. So
I think you could sell it, to the places that go ahead and process it.
So anyway, there was a thing that had these deputies dressed up with their SWAT gear, like they were going to raid Mar-a-Lago. And they were out there in the Amish country. I mean, White House, you know how they look, right? Little White House, little white milk barn. A freaking getaway buggy hitched up there. You know, they had these big old SUVs and Dodge Chargers. And I wanted to say, the freaking buggy, bikes. Dude. Cut the tires on the buggy, but I realized they're steel. So, and they go in there, and they go in there, so sting operation, and there's this some big fat old Department of Health. I think it's the Department of Health. Does that sound right?
So probably.
They've got this poor Amish dude that's probably never had a woman talk back to him before in his life, right? With his beard and all, and he's sitting on this. They got him freaking detained sitting on a bench outside of his milk barn.
Where this bench milk on a bench he probably made with his bare hands.
Yes. And this big old fat hog is reading him the Riot Act about health and welfare and stuff. You know what I mean? And she's about one Twinkie or hot dog away from three bills. And she is... And this guy looks like a bean pole. You know, he looks like string bean from the old,
he's know. He's like, you're lecturing me on health. Yes. We still use an outhouse. We don't have any running water or
yes. So somebody on one of my people that I, because I follow some radical people on Twitter because I just enjoy them. And they had posted it and they were like, and what they had posted was about the fat woman lecturing this dude about a healthy lifestyle when she just looked, you know? And so as I read it, I was like, who cares about the healthy lifestyle, right? Who cares about that? What I cared about is where was all these SWAT guys and SUV guys? And this is what I put. Too bad they couldn't have went to Kenosha when it was burning down.
Oh, gosh.
That's all I put. Too bad they could have went to Kenosha. And I have gotten more like activity on that thing than anything I've ever done.
Well.
So I can't decide if I need to start sticking up for the Amish.
There you go.
Should I start making fun of law enforcement and fat people from the Department of Health? You know what I mean? What angle do I, well, does this have legs? Right?
Well, I'm really going to throw our world upside down when it comes to putting stuff up and having people like it and follow it and stuff like that. So I am tasked every day with doing our social media and putting stuff up, and then our social media girl Nita follows through and does other stuff for the podcast, and she does it for some of my Instagram page. So I'm sitting there at breakfast probably a week and a half ago, and Christy's, you know, great mom gets up, Izzy's first, second day of school. She's making her a sandwich, and she gets this bacon out and
real bacon
to chop it up into little pieces. She gets one of those Pampered Chef things where you'd put nuts or something in it and you
push
the chopper down.
Yeah. Okay. I do that for my dog medicine sometimes when she won't take it. Uh-huh.
Okay. So Christy just sets that over top of the bacon and just, you know, chops it up in little pieces. And I'm in the middle
of what? What was she cooking that she chopped up bacon?
She was just adding it to something of Izzy's for her lunch. Okay. Whatever her sandwich was.
Okay.
So, and I'm sitting there, you know, at the counter, I'm doing the social media stuff. I hit record and I record 6 seconds of Christy chopping up that bacon. And I label it, you know, what you guys get your bacon bits in a package already chopped up, you know, amateurs, just something fun. It has been viewed in my reels on Instagram like 14,000 times. It has been viewed on my TikTok thing over 22 or 3,000 times. And I have not put any, I mean, I put up original music for people to listen to. I put up stuff about our movies. We put up stuff about the podcast. None of it compares to that 6 seconds of her chopping up bacon.
Well, you know.
With the paper. And I'm like, what is going on?
Do you need me to explain that to you?
Well, Nita's like, look, people have short attention spans and they want something just that they can watch, laugh at and move on to the next thing. And I'm like, okay. So I'm just on the lookout for for 5 or 6 second clips.
You're marrying her. Aren't you? You're marrying her next year, right? In June?
That's the story. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I ain't going to say what I was going to say then. You should already know.
I'm afraid.
Maybe it was her rapid hand movement that they all enjoyed. She's a good looking woman.
Yeah, but you can't see nothing but the thing doing the bacon. That's all you can see. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Listen, if she was actually in the picture, it may be a lot higher. Yes, I agree.
Now, did you add sound to it?
No, it's just a chop. That's it. That's all it is.
I don't know. I think world is going to hell.
I know. I'm just like, hey, but let's see it. Just go to my Instagram page and go into Reels. And it's.
I'm trying to find her. I don't know how to do all that. I'm on your Instagram now, and all I see is you got a kid. You're riding this little four wheeler around the farm.
That's my nephew. He was riding the four wheeler. So if you go down, let's see from him. You go straight down.
I don't know how to do that. What do you mean straight down?
Just scroll like you're on my Shane Grove author.
Okay.
So this first row about five down.
I see you've already lost me. So when I click on you.
You should be able to see my whole grid of pictures.
I don't see that. I see it jumps up you doing something with Dustin Kynes.
Those are like my stories. So hit my name and go to my Instagram page.
This might be too much work for me.
It shouldn't.
Maybe our viewers don't want to sit here and listen to me.
this will be a tutorial.
I can't do it. Posts and reels. See y'all.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Sorry. It's not working out. I'm done. That's the reason why I haven't been successful. My brother tried to tell me I could have been not Roy Mercer. I could have been Roy Mercer too. How big a boy are you? But Super Puncher. I could have been Super Puncher, but I don't understand this. So see, I'm done. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what you're on that you can't see.
I'm on Instagram. Instagram.
But you're on my page.
I hit my home button. So I search you out here. So I go to one of the few people. You're right next to Jason, my two favorites. All right. I click on you. You got a little John. You got that guy shows up, and now it's just like.
So there should be me in a circle at the top.
Yep.
Shows my followers, my who's following
yep, yep,
me.
Yep. Should I get and on your you, post?
As you scroll down, you should see like there's that video I put up with my nephew. There's a picture of me yesterday. There's the sunset. There's me and my sister.
What do you just post random stuff or what are you posting?
I'm just putting stuff up that it's hard, man. I mean,
okay, really now I can see the bacon.
You see the bacon? So the bacon, yeah, there you go.
Everybody loves bacon, though. Right?
I guess.
Dude, you post a lot of stuff.
Why, one thing every day.
You post your breakfast and stuff here? People just like to see random stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This might be a mental illness, dude. I might...
For you or me?
Well, that's just it. I don't know if I ever have the ability to post.
That's what I'm tasked with every day. I gotta put something up there.
What for? I don't post nothing on my Instagram. There ain't 2-3 things. Last thing I posted on Instagram was back in. I don't even know. I don't even know how to see what I posted. All right. It I went to the last thing I posted was my brother's thing. I don't know how to tell you when, but it was
right here. Last thing you did was your daughter cleaning her Beretta Silver Pigeon.
There you go.
July 14th. Yeah. You got some pictures up there from Europe.
Yeah, there you go.
People enjoy that.
I don't know. I don't think I got any likes on any of them, did I?
Well, but I mean, I liked them all.
That don't count. It's like your mother telling you you look good before you walk out of the house.
I've never had that happen, so I don't
know.
but back before everybody's like, seriously, man, can't you find that pic? Like, there you go. I don't know what people find fascinating. I don't find, like, I would think that, putting up a song that, you know, you worked on and actually it seems pretty good just for a clip for people. You think a lot of people be like, it's amazing. And so people don't care. They want to see bacon get chopped up.
Maybe they're jealous because they don't get to write.
Oh, they shouldn't be jealous. We're just, you know, we're trying to share it with people and make people happy. And it's like some people just don't care.
Maybe some people just aren't happy. Maybe you can't make them happy.
Well, but I mean, it's worth trying, right? I think so. I think it's worth trying.
Well, did you see the amusement ride that fell with all the kids in it there in India?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm telling you what, it just popped up on my thing because I liked it a while ago or something, but I'm on Twitter. I'm going to send it to you just so you send direct message, share, Shane Grove. I want you to watch this thing, dude. It said nobody got killed, only 16 of them got injured. But if you've seen this thing hit,
Did I share? Did you see the? Oh my gosh! Are you kidding me? Wait,
watch it. Watch it hit the ground. Watch it hit the ground.
Is it this thing swirling around?
You just watch, man. ET is going to be home in about 15 seconds. It don't get. You know, it's like everything, right? They say it's not the fall that gets you; it's the stop. Watch this thing hit the ground. Did you see that?
It hasn't. Oh.
Oh, mine's on a different time frame.
God. Oh my God. That's unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
I'm gonna have to put this up. I'm gonna put this up.
So our listeners know what I'm looking at listening to.
I'm gonna put it up when this episode comes out. I'm gonna share that. But I was gonna say and I can't remember if it was in Michigan, but it was one of those giant slides with the burlap sacks.
Yeah.
And it was made out of metal.
The slide and the sack.
The burlap sacks were burlap. The slide was metal, and they had greased it down a little bit aggressively, they said. And these kids, I've never seen a slide like this. Like they were coming off the second bump and in missing the third bump altogether and hitting the bottom. I mean, I don't know how people didn't break legs. And
now I saw the fat guy go down the water slide thing and shoot off in the air before he hit the water. Did you see that one?
No, I did not see that one.
This dude was like, it's something. I don't know what he was at. It was kids doing it, right? And it had a. And it was like one of them water slides where you get on a little like mat or whatever, you know what I mean? And you go down.
Yeah.
And it just made like the burlap thing you're saying, but it had a ramp at the bottom with a giant swimming pool.
Yeah.
Right. And he was, I don't know, my size, our size. Okay. And he took he's surrounded by little kids or whatever, you know, I don't know, but he took a kind of run and dove head first down this thing on his deal. And I bet you he was 70 feet off the, he looked like a pop fly. Imagine. So he comes on the ramp and just, I think he had a drink before he went down or something. There was something about it. Yeah. And I guess he survived.
Did he land in the pool?
Yeah. He landed in the pool, but I'm sure, you know what I mean? It was probably wasn't, I don't know how deep the water is.
Now that one you didn't send to me, but you send the kids almost falling to the death on the giant swing or whatever it was.
That was terrible.
Well, that's what I thought it was at first, was a giant swing. And
well, going, it said swing. It said swing on the thing, and I thought they were going to come loose, right? I used to ride a lot of rides with my little kids at Mall of America in Minneapolis, and I just think, dude, I don't know. And I knew better because I was a deputy sheriff. I seen him counting them carnies at the fair, right? Oh, can gosh. You imagine other ones putting your shit together?
I don't even know.
They're missing a bolt. Or, it's kind of like my four-wheeler out there. I put this four-wheeler together, and I got about three extra bolts, and I don't know where they go to.
I'd be like calling one of those guys over to put something together for my Kia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I guess I gotta find the video of the guy in the water slide now. I can't I don't know if I'm gonna be able to go to sleep without seeing it.
I don't know if I look up fat man on water slide.
Oh dear Lord, can you imagine what's gonna come up?
No, I can't. Yeah, there's another fat man on horse that takes out swimmer. This one, oh my God, dude, he just cannonballed down through there and just freaking waylaid this poor guy minding his own business. He skipped across like there's some super. What was I mentioning? The fat people. The fat people are not at the bar, like I said. The fat people are on Twitter.
Oh gosh,
posting this thing. Oh my gosh, where are all these people at? And you know, it's, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I don't want to get in geopolitical debates and international policy, but you know,
how do we go from a fat guy on a water slide to
because I'm going, what do these countries, like, we're supposed to be preparing to fight against the Chinese and people, and if the fucking Chinese just saw what I saw, they'd be worried about Americans eating them. You know? I mean, if they got Twitter over there and seen the water slide deal, there's no Chinaman in the world who's been working his 100 generations in a sweatshop gonna worry about coming here and getting this water slide action. He's just going to stay there with his chopsticks, man, because this place is freaking off limits, man. This is off the hook. Them Americans will eat you or fall on you. Can you imagine? There's a guy I just saw. He's got, it's not even a water slide. It's like, what's the thing you put in your yard? Remember the thing you put in your yard?
A slip and slide.
Slip and slide. There's a dude on a slip and slide, and and I just feel bad for the poor guy. But, I mean, he looks like... Who was the guy who was in that movie? Who was in the middle? Farley, okay? He looks like about three Chris Farleys. And he is... I'm going to send it to you. And he's out there. It looks like with a red barn. He's in Amish country, too. And he's got two skinny girls watching him on this little kid slip and slide. And I watched that and I said, there's no way any opposing force is gonna attack us, right?
Listen, I think if you're opposing force and you're like all in position there, like ready to strike, and all of a sudden a big plastic.
What I'm saying is they're not even gonna be.
Yeah, but imagine this.
You know what this is? This whole I keep hearing the right wingers talk about how this whole big tech is in cahoots with the government. I think all this is just a psyop to keep everybody the hell out of America except for the Hispanics. Right? Because they look at this and they go two, three, four things. Okay. I don't want my kids acting like this. I don't want my kids looking like this. I don't know what these people eat.
And
depending on what you, it's like a freaking street fight or gunfight every day on this thing, right? So those people really think. I mean, right?
When I share this video, people understand why there's tears But I mean, the only thing that stops this guy is his forehead in the dirt.
Well, hey.
What I was going to say, though, imagine, I mean, this is, that's our defense. Is here comes the Russians, and we roll out this big plastic slide, and then we just start sending these guys down the slide, taking out people like it's human bowling or something.
I'm sending you another one right here. I just got to get off this. I can't take it. It's shit like this is the reason why America's enemy number one all over the world. Okay. I'm watching this freaking twerk class on this thing, and I'm going, no wonder Bin Laden and those guys in the Middle East did not comprehend America, right? Right? Like this gal here, you know, what's her ancestor saying back there in Zimbabwe or whatever, watching this, and they're going, they go in from herding goats, and they get their 30 seconds worth of internet, and they watch this twerk class, and they go, That's what our ancestors fought for and escaped. We should have just stayed here with the goats.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out. God only knows what's hiding in our shadows.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.